Geek Squad Client Care, Yvette speaking. May I help you?
Hi, this is Rebecca with XPO. I've got an order on our end where the products aren't available at loadout. I called and confirmed with the customer that he doesn't have them on site, and I was just calling to, I guess, let you guys know about that or see what's going on with the products, because he said he had a Best Buy rep call him, say everything was in sight, and rescheduled him from February to January.
What's the order number, ma'am?
I got 7096-3415.
Let me make sure I got that right. 709. Okay, and the client's name?
Visharad P. Patel, 225 Barry Glen Court in Alpharetta, Georgia, 30022.
Okay, I definitely copied down the wrong FMS. Could I have that one more time? My apologies.
You're fine. It's early. I've got 7096-3415.
That's what I thought you said.
I got tricky fingers myself, so. Is it not pulling up? I can give you the 112 number if you prefer.
You said, is his last name Patel?
Yes.
Barry Glen Court?
That's it.
Okay.
Alpharetta.
All right.
So he is just, I guess, wanting to be reached out to regarding when this will be in stock.
Okay, so the wall oven was not there?
None of the products were, per the tech. The gas range kit, the gas cooktop, and the electric built-in oven.
And that's at the warehouse, 718.
They weren't picked at the very least.
Right.
They weren't available at loadout. Which is odd, because he did say that he had, you know, his Best Buy rep call him, say that the stuff's available now, and rescheduled him. I don't know how late that happened, because I do know if you reschedule an order the day prior, before 12 p.m. or after 12 p.m., then it's likely that the warehouse isn't going to have it picked. And I do see that this hit our system last night at 6:56. No, excuse me, I'm looking at December. Never mind. This hit our system over a month ago.
All right, let me look in one more system here.
Absolutely.
But there's no notes. Usually there's notes on here from the morning if there's a problem with loadout, which...
Right.
All right, let's see. What do we All right, well, it tells me the wall oven is product ready, awaiting fulfillment.
That's not what happened when our guy showed up.
Same for the cooktop, product ready, awaiting fulfillment.
I don't know if you can reach out to that warehouse internally and see what's going on. Our guys don't typically have any reason to, you know, not load up a product, because they don't get paid unless they install the products. So they're not like on just a route pay. They get paid for each individual installation.
I don't know if there's anybody I can physically call. Hold on for me just a moment, okay? Because like I said, it's showing me, my system's showing product ready. So what could have happened this morning, unfortunately, I may not know that yet.
Right.
Bear with me just a moment.
No problem. Are you still with me? Hello?
Send an email. I don't know what else to do. I don't know phone numbers, to be honest with you, to call the warehouse staff. So I sent an email and just saying, hey, the servicer said product's not there for loadout, but the system is saying product's ready. What's going on? Can we get an update? Because I see it's a it's a 7-to-1 window today. Okay. All right,
he was scheduled, but then he went to pick it up. The stuff wasn't there. When that happens, we go ahead and confirm if the customer might have it on site. And if they don't, we call you guys just to let you know, because, again, we have no stock information on this end.
No, me either, unfortunately. So I did send that email because, like I said, the system shows me this should be ready to go for today.
Right.
And no updates on why it wouldn't go forward. So hopefully they'll respond to me and then I can give the client an update. But right now I don't know what else to say. I'm so sorry.
I understand. I get that we can't call our corporate office either. I have to escalate via email. So I just put in my notes that you advise that you've escalated a request via email to get an update as to why these weren't available at loadout, because they are showing available in the system. And once you get a response, we'll follow up with the customer.
Yes, we will.
All right. Thank you so much, Yvette. I'm sorry to throw this problem on your lap.
That's all right. Let me get you a case ID for calling here, Barry Glencore. Okay, Gmail. All right, 279.
Oh, just a moment. The case that they should be available once she is updated. As the customer will be contacted. And, 279.
794.
794.
224.
224. Got 279, 794, 224.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Yvette. You have a great one. Thanks for speaking with me here.
You as well.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied.